Welcome everyone to the Blessings of Christ on this 15th day of November. It has been a fascinating year, a challenging year, one like none other I have ever seen. And yet here we are, we're still coming into the temple of Christ. He's still here, he's blessing us, he's walking through all of the trouble and confusion with us. And he's saying, let peace be in your heart. Let love be what you express in your life. And so it is, because that's what always gets the job done. That's what always works. You know, if there's anything I would really, really want to talk about today is the teaching he gave to the apostles long, long ago, about just a little bit of advice. And any of you who've ever owned a home that had foundation problems, you will understand very well. He said, do not build your house on a foundation of sand. Build it on rock. And he wasn't just talking to carpenters and builders or architects. He was talking to people about their life. And I think that this is more relevant today than we could have ever really known. For one simple thing, the only downside of having years and years and years of favorable, optimistic living, where most things were worked, it happened as planned, shall we say. Of course, there's always going to be unhappy moments. There are always cycles of life we have to go through. But we've had a long stretch of most things working as planned, providing we put a little elbow grease into it, providing we get the right coordination points, providing we keep our attitude up and our goodwill up. Most things work out. Okay, but what happens over a long stretch of confidence on things at the surface is we have built a lot of our lives on sand. And now the sand is shaking and the house is crumbling. See, let me give you an analogy on a very large level. We think that because the birds still fly, the fish still swim, the trees still have leaves on them, and the sky is still blue, there's no environmental problem. Well, I don't say that about all of you, because I know some of you really, really study this subject. But it's just an analogy I'm making, that it's very easy to make superficial conclusions about how well things are going. And then when a hurricane comes or something out of the blue, shocking and surprising like COVID-19 happens, we look, our foundation is shaking, and we look at, oh my God, we've got no answers. We don't know what to do about this. We never prepared for this. And we are so out of tune with how to prepare that the first panic is buy up all the toilet paper. For heaven's sake, really? That's the thing we most don't want to run out of? Oh my gosh. Does that tell you how much our foundation has been built on sand? We don't even know what's important. We'd be better off to buy up every sack of beans in the grocery store or at Sam's or wherever. Every can of broth. Every can of soup. Even buying up all the paper towels makes more sense, because you can keep the house clean with it. There's about 100 things you can use with toilet paper. I mean, really, I think that will be the joke of the century. That because it identifies the absence of our correct priorities. And whenever you find your life in shaking, it's usually coming down to incorrect priorities. I have counseled people, family counseling and marital counseling for many, many years. And almost every time it goes back to a weak foundation. I finally get the couple to say, well, you know, we just fell in love. And we went on this romantic vacation and decided we should get married. Oh, well, that's a lovely thing for a love affair, but is that the foundation? Well, then we had three kids and we didn't know how to support them. Oh, I see. Okay, we're getting back to the foundation now. You didn't even make a plan for your marriage. You didn't even decide. Do you want kids? How many kids did you want? How would you support them? You know, kids don't eat on just Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They eat every day and several times a day. And they don't just wear sneakers and shorts. Sometimes they need to be dressed up for a kindergarten or school or maybe, hopefully, church. So, and you guys, if you're going to support them, you can't just lay around in sneakers and joggers. You got to have a suit or some work clothes. And they go, oh, my God. No, we didn't think about any of this. So now what do we do? All right, so now they ask me the right question finally. And I say, okay, what I want you to do is look back at the fact that this did not start on the right foundation. Yes, you loved each other, but you loved each other romantically. You didn't know how far that love could extend and to how many aspects of your life it would apply. Now what I want each of you to do is make a list of all the things you love about one another. And when you finish that list, and I hope it's a long one for both of you, I'll tell them now, I want you to make hopefully a shorter list, but a serious and a real list of all the things you have difficulty dealing with on that person. Then we're going to come back and get together. We're going to build a new foundation. Now, my friends, I can say the same thing to you about a business. You had a product that worked, and it worked just great. And so you built into the business similar things, or you capitalized on the interest of the people who liked that one product, and then you found it kind of petered out. Because that one product was no longer, well, it just wasn't popular enough for long enough. Kind of like the pet rock, you know. How are you going to build on a pet rock? One of the great classic examples of this in all of American and industrial history was in the transportation business. The railroads literally transformed the United States into a wall-to-wall country, a coast-to-coast country, a get-anywhere-you-want and need-to-go country. The railroads built our country as much as anything else. Okay. Then, by about the 1930s, the airlines were providing a very distinct competition, and it was going to get bigger and bigger. What should the railroads have done to protect their industry? They should have financed and bought the airlines. They should have recognized that their business was not the railroad business. Their business was the transportation business. You see, they didn't define their foundation well enough. And so when their foundation became short and narrow and less important, they went, oh, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? They built it on opportunism, is what they built it on. In the Industrial Revolution, the steam engine was perfected, and the opportunity for moving everything from coal to people developed. And their industry was based on opportunism and greed. I hate to say it, but it was. It was opportunism and greed, and maybe a little bit of service. But they never looked at what they were really doing. Even after they transformed a nation, they didn't look at what they were doing. They didn't say, we're in the transportation business. Well, the airlines took over, and the railroads had so little money, they couldn't repair all the tracks. And it became actually quite dangerous to ride the rails by the 50s. Fortunately, the government bailed them out because it was really important for the moving of products, industrial products, military products, and so on, to get moved by rails. And then also, manufacturers continued to support the rails, and the expansion of fuel needs gave money to the railroads. And so they became basically a freight company. And it's a good thing they discovered that before the trucking industry would have taken them over, recognizing it's all about freight. You see, what I want to get down to, ultimately, is what builds your life is exactly encapsulated in these words of Christ. He said, your faith will move mountains. It's all about your faith. Your faith is your foundation. When your faith is shaken, believe me, you don't know what to do. You're walking in a fog. And it doesn't take much faith if you know where it comes from and if you know where to place it. It only takes something the size of a mustard seed to move a mountain. That's your leverage. That's how much leverage faith has. But you have to understand that faith is not just wishful thinking. It's not just a good attitude. Although that helps life be better. It does. It's not just about goodwill and good intentions. Faith is the rock that doesn't get moved. It just doesn't get moved. Yeshua asked Peter, right before the end, right before he was moving into the passion, he said, Peter, and they were alone, just the two of them. He said, Peter, do you love me? And Peter says, well, of course, Lord, you know I do. And Yeshua said again, Peter, do you love me? Well, yes, Lord. You know I do. And then he said again, but Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, yes, Lord, I love you. Yes, he said, then on this rock, I will found my church. There's a secret in that statement, bigger than the ocean. Where you put your love is your rock. Where your rock is where your faith is. Where your faith is your leverage and your strength, and it's how you will get through life. Now, that's what builds the faithful heart. And you might say, well, Glenda, is it the same as the Sacred Heart? Yes, it is. I'm just changing the words a little bit to create a little more understanding, because it's all too easy to say the Sacred Heart is sacred because that's where God is. And we put all the responsibility on God. Ultimately, The Sacred Heart is always there, but ultimately, it doesn't do much for your life unless you connect with God there. And when you connect with God there, it becomes the Faithful Heart. This is what I've been taught for the last 9 months. All the parameters of these various meanings about how do we rise above the chaos? How do we stay firm in our life? How do we make our love really, really count for a difference in the world? And it does make a difference in the world. One small act of genuine love is worth more than all the wheel turning you may do all day long. It just makes you tired. And you say, what happened to my day? Finding the rock is the Faithful Heart, and knowing where it is, how to reinforce it, how to strengthen it, how to really live there and know it. That's the key to living. That's the key to rising above the problems. That's the key to your immortal self that is with God and will always be with God. So we are opening enrollments now to the webinar of the year. I couldn't do one earlier. Of course not. No one could focus long enough to be anywhere close to the Faithful Heart. Our faith was being shaken all year, all year. And, you know, you wonder, you say, well, I pray. Why aren't my prayers being answered? I have faith. Why is my faith not working? Well, you haven't. It's not a rock. This is why Yeshua asked three times. It's not because he didn't believe what Peter said. He knew he loved him, but he wanted it to be turned into the rock on which he could build his church. Well, we just couldn't build any rocks for the last 3-9 months. It has been a shaky boat. It really has. And if you got through it, it's because somewhere in your constitution, there are already were some rocks of faith, and you clung to them. And probably, more than likely, they were people who loved you and people you loved, and faith in God and your own true beliefs in life. So I'm going to open this up with to the community now, but if this is something you think you need in your life, it's not for me to say you need it, but if you say you need it, go to our webinar. It's in our store under recorded webinars and seminars, and you'll find it. It's the first one. Well, it's called Restoring the Faithful Heart, and it's going to be for 4 weeks, 4 Sundays, right after the blessing call. It'll take you from the Sunday after Thanksgiving, which gives you time to be with your family and then go shopping, then return to what's important, which is the Faithful Heart, to get you ready and through the Advent season up to the Sunday before Christmas. It just might bring on the best Christmas present you ever had, because this is what Yeshua was born to bring to the earth. Okay, now I'm going to take some calls. Jerome, you are on.
Oh, all the love and the blessings of the Yeshua, and thank you. Prayers for my family, especially Drew, and he's going to change his life and do better too. So I just saw him today, and I took him to help him, and my wife helped me too. So thank you. You're doing
right.
Great. And, but love and blessings for everything and everyone in the world, and everything you're doing too, for the love that you are will always be. Thank you. Love you. No. Bye-bye.
Love you too, Jerome, and thank you so very, very much. Okay. Stormy, I'm going to open your line.
Yes, Linda, a blessing to my foundation that at age 8, I asked God to speak to me. And I've always had this. At age 10, I asked the angels to come through my music. And I have always had this. And that I be a part of the seraphim who sing holy, holy, holy through all of eternity. And I have this.
Yes, you do. You do. And the angels stand at your foundation for sure. I have seen them and I have felt them. And thank you for bringing them to our service every Sunday. I hope you're doing well, Stormy.
Yes, and a personal blessing for Phil Walthall. He's having problems with a swollen tongue.
Oh, so sorry. I will put him on my list for sure.
Yes, we really appreciate it.
And give him my blessings, my personal blessings, okay?
Yeah, he'll call me when he can speak again.
Well,
he got a fat tongue.
Oh, my goodness. Well, gee, sometimes I wish I had a fat tongue so that I wouldn't talk out of place. It can come in handy. Desmond, I'm going to open your line. Hello, Desmond.
Hey, Glenda. You're talking about the foundation, and I have just the most amazing news, potentially, is that I found the cheapest, most beautiful cabin in the woods, and it's off-grid. And it is so cheap, and it meets all my financial needs and all of my personal needs. Like, I mean, because it has basically everything in it still.
Wow.
And it's 5 acres, and this has been the foundation that I've been looking for my whole life, is a place that I can live of my own, that I can afford. And it's beautiful. It's in the middle of the woods. It's a little ways. It's quite a way. It's 2.5 hours from here, but I'm really working on it. And I was thinking about the blessing, and how one of my favorite parts about doing the blessing was creating space, because, you know, Yeshua says we create space. I haven't done the blessing for a while because I've been kind of hating my space and stuff like that. And it just hasn't felt like I don't know why, but like I was thinking about my little place in the woods, and I was thinking, oh, I could finally feel free and lift, you know, do my blessing again. And, you know, it was just a wonderful thought. And I was thinking about a whole bunch of things that were making me cry, because I was releasing so much desire that I've had in my whole life for this. And it's really the found, and it's interesting, Glenda, but it really is the foundation. Like, for me, having a home of my own in the forest, in the woods, is the foundation that I've wanted this whole time. I just never built my foundation clear. Like, you know, it's always been that question. Uh-huh. You love me? And it's like, yes. But then I figure out, like, oh, you know, it's like, I don't know how to truly love you. Cause, I mean, I know love isn't just learned, but in some ways it is, kind of, because you become more and more confident in, I mean, on the true foundation, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so happy for you, Desmond. And you are on my list with that. I've got a little picture of that cabin. I can just
Thank
see you.
You
there. I think it will be perfect.
Yeah, I think
so. I've got that little cabin all drawn out here right on my lid. And I've got your face in the window. I've got your face in the window.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, and I'm putting a chimney on top, because you'll need that.
Yeah, it has a fireplace. So I love fire. I grew up in a little cabin with a fireplace for the first years of my life. And I loved my childhood.
You know, and then you can actually plant flowers around in the warm season.
Oh, I can't wait. And
your Anastasia would love that.
I know, and you would love it too. I would,
and you can send me pictures.
Your pictures.
I can't wait for you.
Are my favorite.
Yes,
some of my
you are gonna be so happy. You are gonna
Thank
be
you,
so Wendy. So happy. All right.
Thank you.
All right, and I am extremely excited for you, Tony. I see you're on. I opened your line.
Hey, Glenda. Good to hear you.
Yes.
Hi. Yeah, we just came out of something that we'd been in for 6 weeks. Mars had been retrograde, and now
yes.
that has completed. So that was done on Friday. Friday the 13th was the last day of the Mars retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of nice because it puts us into a new energy related to, will
uh-huh.
and, intention.
Uh-huh.
That helps us a lot. And it kind of unclogged some of the energy about, getting things moving in a good direction.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had
some
challenges with that. And.
Oh, have we ever?
Yeah, we have. We have now a new moon. New moon was exact yesterday. And so we're still in the energy of the new moon. So it's
oh,
a nice.
So new
moon.
Beginnings and everything. That's
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah. So it's a blessing today, I feel. It's just to greet that new energy and a blessing to help us get with that energy and start moving in the best direction for what's coming available to us now.
Yes. And, you know, I want to thank you for all that you do all the time for us because you help us to stand on a foundation that's in the cosmic cycle.
Yeah,
that's a foundation
you.
Also. It's not so much that the stars create their life, it's that they provide a foundation for us because our Earth is in a synchronistic motion with all the other stars. It's
yeah.
in a synchronistic motion with itself in the season, in its revolution around the sun, and the sun in its position with other solar systems, that the stars in the book of Genesis, where it refers to the firmament, the creation of the firmament, what do you think the firmament is? It's the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
In the first two or three passages of creation, God was creating the foundation. He started with the foundation. The foundation of the stars, the foundation of quantum physics, you know, the, mm-hmm. the particle physics of energy and dynamism, the basic DNA foundations of life. He created first the foundation. And when we get so distracted with superficial opportunities that we forget our foundation, we get in trouble down the road. And the ground starts shaking beneath us. It really does. It's kind of like an earthquake. So I love that you bring these things into us. Just so it just gives us a little reference point to that part of our foundation.
Yes. Thank you.
The ground on which we stand, which is the earth, and the earth is standing on a larger ground in the solar system and the cosmos. Okay. Well, Tony, thank you very much. And I'm going to open the line to Nancy. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, Glenda. And everyone on the call, I want to thank you for your prayers for my mother. She made her transition on Friday the 13th.
Oh,
Tony was speaking. And I wanted to share with you two little synchronicities that happened that day. The first
one
was in the late afternoon. A movie she just loved came on television. I was resting and watching it. It was the movie Pretty Woman. And I thought,
oh.
That's a little sign from my mother. And then I was calling family, and someone told me that my mother's favorite nephew had passed earlier this year on Friday the 13th in March.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. And my mother actually was born on the same day of the year that her grandmother passed.
Oh,
there are all
goodness.
Kinds of wonderful synchronicities mm-hmm. and clues and
yes.
information in the universe. And
yes.
I feel her releasing all the burdens of this life and living in the beautiful light of pure spirit. So it was a true blessing for her to pass, yeah.
What is her name, so I can have it on the list?
Her name was Polly Kreitz, C-R-E-I-T-Z. It was a German name, and they think it was, in German, it may have been Christ. And then as they came to the United States a long, long time ago, the spelling changed and everything. But anyway.
Well, I also include you in the blessings because you're the only one in stress right now. She's doing just fine. She's got her wings.
I know.
And,
yeah.
And I know she misses you. I know she misses you, and she's not far away.
No.
But you're the one. You are the one that needs to now say, okay, I've got the rest of my life to put on a new foundation.
That's true. Yeah. It's different. It's different.
It is different. It really is.
It's stronger. And in part, Glenda, it's stronger because of you. And I thank you for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You know, I want to be that foundation along with Christ for as many people as I can be because I know how important it is.
It is.
And, you know, you talked about synchronicities. That brings up another interesting thing. We could ask, well, am I standing on a really strong foundation? Well, there's two answers to that. One is, how much love is there in your life for everything in your life, not only for you, but from you? And then, how many synchronicities happen frequently for me? Because when we're on our foundation, a lot of synchronicities happen.
They do.
Yeah, because we're on a common ground. It's kind of like in the conversation after we've had a discussion with somebody and we say, well, we're at last on the same page. You know, how many times have we said that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, being on a strong foundation puts us on the same page as life. And we get more of those synchronicities, coincidences, subtle revelations. They're always there, but we don't tend to look for them because we're distracted with our superficial opportunities or delights, whatever they may be.
Yeah. We have blind spots in our energy field.
Yeah, don't we all?
We do.
We sure do. Well, my dear, my prayers are with you. And
well, thank you so
we've
much.
Had a lot.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. We've had a lot of passing in our community just in the last few weeks. So I've been praying a lot with people on the other side. And I can tell you it's okay over there.
Yeah.
But they do worry about us.
Yeah.
Especially the condition so many people are in. Okay, my dear, we'll be at peace.
I am. Thank you very much.
Just move on. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Sarah, you're on. Line is open.
Aloha, Glenda, and this beloved community. This is Sarah, and I want to just offer my love for this whole community. I feel so much love and so much blessing being a part of this community. And I want to ask for a special blessing for my best friend Jody and her husband Tim in their relationship, and for all marriages. And I want to ask for a blessing for my friend Sherry Sunshine in Costa Rica. And then just a blessing for myself and for all my brothers and sisters who may not see family over this holiday season. It looks like I probably won't go back to Massachusetts, and I just feel so, sad to not see my mom and dad, and just love for their hearts that we all can hang in there and come back together when the situation's a little different, but just love and comfort for all of us for that.
We will all come home, Sarah. We will.
Yeah.
Critical times sometimes blow us apart, but we always come home. So thank you, Sarah, and you are definitely on my list. I've got quite a few people who've just come online, so I'm going to text you a few more calls just to ask for blessings, okay? Let's try to not have a long extended sermon. Nancy and Gary, you're on. Gosh, I miss you guys.
We miss you. We miss all of you. Thank you, Glenda, for always holding the current. And wow, all of us, how blessed we are that you're going to be doing this webinar. It's like, couldn't be the better time right now to remind everybody what our primary task is. We're so distracted with everything, and I mean, to awaken the living Christ in our heart and restore that, what greater thing could we be doing, So thank you so much. We're so excited it's coming.
And,
me too. I want to ask a blessing for Jaina and Jason. I know y'all have been keeping them in your prayers and in your heart. They did have another miscarriage, but, she's upbeat, so that's number four. And it's the way life is going for them. But whatever God's will in all this is, just peace and surrender to, life. So anyway,
exactly.
But thank you, everybody, for being the wonderful, wonderful people that you are. I feel the love, too, Sarah, that you were talking about. And we sure need all that right now. So thank you, Glenda.
Oh,
I love
sure
you so
do.
Much.
Love you so much, too. And, in your life, Nancy and Gary, you have a wonderful family. And you will always be close. And when the time is right, that little baby's going to come home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My feeling is that a certain particular soul has been appointed to be born. And he or she's not quite ready yet.
I like that.
Well, it's just an intuition, but that's what came to me. Okay. Okay, darling.
Love you.
Candace, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Candace Boyer. You can hear me?
Oh, sure. I hear you great.
Oh, okay. I want to ask for some blessings, and then I have a couple of quick questions for you, Glenda. My son Cameron J. Hopper took his life. He died by suicide on October 6th. And I would like to ask for prayers and blessings for Cameron's highest truth and highest healing, as well as my own. And I would like to ask help for me to see this situation through God's eyes, because that is the place of all love. And then, Glenda, I was wondering, I know that you haven't been feeling so well. Do you do counseling or not at this time?
Well, I'm hoping to get back to it, and I think that doing this course will provide the healing for me that I need, because it's going to put me in connection with some incredibly beautiful, loving people for 4 weeks while we get through this subject.
Okay.
I've been through a really hard roller coaster this year, and I don't need to repeat all the things. that all the events that were on my roller coaster ride. But
I know you have, yes.
Yeah. And pretty soon we're going to be moving. You know, we all come home when we remember where to look for home. And part of it is finding the foundation in our life. Wouldn't that make sense? The foundation is your home. The faithful heart is your home. Being with the ones who love you and you with them is your home. And I know that's hard for you right now. That's a really big challenge for you right now. But finding God is also the key to finding all the ones we love. Because that's one page we're all on, whether everybody knows it or not.
So I did sign up right now as I've been listening to this for the course, and it says my order has been received. So I'm excited to be in your webinar. You know, but the question I have is I've never really signed up before for something. So now it says your order has been received, and then it says download. Do I do anything more for now, or
I'm glad you asked that. I really am. Normally that's exactly what a student would do. It's not because there's anything there yet, but you will download a PDF page, which will give you a password, a login window.
Okay.
And then that's where all of your lessons will be posted. And then on Sundays, we'll give you a conference call number where you will call in. However, and there's a big capital letters, however, our webmaster has had some family challenges, and he cannot get that set up until about Monday or Tuesday. So I also...
Okay.
But online, don't go there now. You know, I will send everybody a personal email. You will get a receipt, just like Candace did. You'll get a receipt that says you're enrolled. Okay.
Right.
That's all you need as proof that you're enrolled. And then I'm going to send you that PDF by email as soon as we have it, which will be in a day or two. And then once we have it installed, the rest of you coming in, closer to the event, we'll just click the download. We'll just click that window and put the password in. And it's as simple as that. So, usually it's easy peasy. This time, because of the mudslide we're in, we have to take a little extra measure. Okay.
Okay. So I can just click out of it then and you'll
just
send me an email.
Absolutely. And you will get an email confirming that.
Okay, very
good.
You'll
get an email right now. You'll get an email confirming it, so you'll be fine. Okay, go ahead.
Just one more. I'm sorry. Just one more thing. Can you tell me that Cameron is all right and that he's with God and that he's loved?
Oh, Cameron, he's totally fine. He is totally fine.
Okay,
he's
thank
with God.
You.
He's with God.
Okay.
He's with the angels. And the only thing that I would say is a little different about people who take their own life is that they are kept in a review session of their life a little longer because God doesn't want them to do it again. And they need to find out what did you do? What did others do to you that you need to prevent? What happened? God wants them to find out what happened, so they'll go into review. But the review is in heaven, and he's fine. He's surrounded by light and love and support and all of the assistance he needs to look inward and restore his faithful heart. You see, actually, here's the reason we feel sad about suicide. The only way we can do it is if our own faithful heart has seemingly failed us. That's the one thing that we can't tolerate. If it looks like we have lost all faith in everything, in everyone, and the faithful heart has crumbled, that's when we're actually able to commit suicide. And so something happened for him that brought that thankful heart down. And Candace, that's the most important reason why you need to take this course.
And I signed up. I heard you.
You did?
I did.
Okay.
Yes, I heard you. Okay. Thank you. That's all. Thank you. Then I'll let you continue, Glenda. Thank you very
all
much,
right.
Sweetheart.
You're welcome. And, you know, we're almost at the top of the hour, so let's just ask the blessings, okay? Susan, you're on.
Yes, I have a friend in the hospital with AFib. Her name is Sue, and I just want to put her on the list.
Okay, great. And I know about that AFib.
Yeah, right? So she's a good lady.
It's a touchy.
A lot of
it's
spiritual work. And
good.
Just want to give her some love. I'm certain she can.
Well, her heart is just overworking right now, and we need to put her in a place where it's her sacred heart working and not overworking her physical heart.
Good. That's a good thing.
Yeah,
and I just want
absolutely.
To, the new administration, I don't know, they're in my heart, and I just pray that they're able to do what's needed in this country when they move forward. I want to do
that. Oh, me too. Me too. We're all praying for them. You know, I pray for every administration. I really do. And, guys, I don't take political positions for a very good reason. It's not that I don't have feelings and opinions. It's because somebody is going to think I'm speaking for Christ, and I can't allow that to happen.
Right. Exactly.
Because, okay, I can't allow that to happen. So I just don't take a political position for that reason, and also because I have vowed my life to the ending of polarity. And what does politics mean? It means this side,
that
side,
that
exactly. side. And what have we been through for the last few months? If you're sick of it, then learn about the downside of being polarized. It gives you no peace at all. And actually, you're so busy fighting on a parallel level, you never move forward. So
or
I know. Or upward.
Or upward.
Exactly. So I knew, no matter who won, after the fight was over, we'd move upward or forward or something. You know, we'd stop just standing in a rut, in a parallel lane.
Totally.
Okay. So, Tara Kim, let's move fast. I just want to take who you need for a blessing.
Hello. Thank you so much for the blessings recently. Much, much appreciated. Today I would just like to request a blessing for my marriage.
Oh. Okay. I ask that your marriage be strengthened and reformulated on a much stronger foundation.
Because I love it.
The foundation is everything in a marriage.
Yeah.
Obviously, you wouldn't have married without love. But what goes
yeah.
wrong is the foundation wasn't strong enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's true for everybody. Everybody. And,
yeah.
you know, it happens as you go through the years. Because as we go through the years, try being with one person for 50 years. You think life
yeah.
is not going to change a few times along the way? A few times. And if that foundation wasn't strong, oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Faithful heart gets challenged.
Yeah.
It does. So I pray for your marriage.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And, David, we're opening your line.
Hi, Glenda. Thanks for taking my call. I haven't called in probably over a year, although I listen regularly. And I trust the blessings are always there when I'm listening, but I just wanted to give them a little extra emphasis today. Myself,
okay.
Janice, and our moms, Eleanor and Cynthia, and just if we could be added to the list, I'd appreciate it.
Now on my list, and now when you, and this goes for everybody, when you say your prayer, after I finish mine and while we're conducting the energy of the Holy Spirit, put your attention on the persons or the situations that you want the Holy Spirit to talk to, address, lift up, heal, or solve the problem that you want the Holy Spirit to go there. Okay? And this gets back to how the blessing occurs. It's all from the Holy Spirit bringing forth the grace of God and carried and activated by the love of Christ. That's all it is. But we sometimes, well, actually, it really helps. And this is really the main reason for going to church. It is. It doesn't matter what denomination you go to. And sometimes, I have to tell you, when I was in Sedona, I would go to the little Buddhist temple up on the hill. And it just was awesome. Just awesome. Because what you're doing is you're getting back to your connection with God. It's not about the belief system. It's not about the protocol. It's not about anything except a time to be with God. Because we get busy in the world with our attention on 3,000 things a day. And that's probably an understatement, actually. And God is out there and he says, well, I guess they'll get around to me sooner or later. So we need a satellite antenna. And that's what the blessing givers are. We're satellite dishes on the roof of your life, attracting and pulling in that energy into your life so that it can make a better connection with your prayers and with your life. And some awesome, awesome miracles have happened because of it. Some tremendous restorations of peace and love have happened because of it. It just takes it getting into the right place. It's always there. But we don't tune in. And even when we try, we're so distracted and we put our mind. That's why, okay, here's another thing. Let your mind go. Just let it go. Be on the park bench. Be in your easy chair. Be in your bed, your swing, the grass, wherever you are in your heart. Don't think and don't speak unless for you prayer requires words. And then speak only words of prayer. Okay? Now, let us begin. Blessing givers, please join me. I'm going to stand and offer my invocation to Yeshua. Dear Yeshua, first of all, and most of all, we say, we love you. And we thank you with all our hearts for your love of us, for your magnificent life that taught us about the faithful heart and how to be in that place given within us, created within us from the very beginning, where miracles can happen, where stability and peace can reign and be the ruling order of our life. We ask now for your blessings, for all of those who have made requests. I know you heard them. I know you see them on my list. I know you've put them in your heart. We ask that you touch their lives. You touch their hearts. And you help their faithful heart to be strong and know the presence of God in their life. And we today here, gathered together, as a community, we pray for all of those in our world who don't know yet that this is possible, that somehow they may feel your touch. Somehow they may feel your love. They may feel your strength. And they may feel beneath their feet some solidity of holy ground. That they may feel themselves connected in a special way. That they aren't just a random particle floating in the universe, but someone who belongs, someone who is loved, and someone who has a purpose in life. So we ask that you lift our lives up into our purpose, where in our purpose we may discover even more about all that we are capable of being and doing and giving in charity and love to one another. We ask this in your holy name. Amen. You begin your prayer, and blessing givers, will you join me in conducting the energy of the Holy Spirit? Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now it's for you to finish receiving it. Go and lie down for at least 7 minutes. Be still, be quiet in your mind. Don't talk. Don't even continue your prayer. Leave a blank slate on which the blessings of God can be written. Again, amen. Have a blessed week, and bye-bye for now.